Ed-intisimaw l-SBS bil-Malti.
SBS.
U-SBS.
SBS.
SBS.
SBS Radio.
Informazzjoni ġdida turi li l-Awstraljani ħalsu inqas għal kikra kafe fis-sena li għaddiet mis-sena 2018. Din hija waħda minn bosta affarijiet li ħarġu minn riċerka li turi stampa ċara kurrenti tal-użanzi tal-Awstraljani fejn jidħol il-konsum tal-kafe.
What I'm normally do, I put the hot water inside and I just warm the cup a little bit so make the coffee taste better. And then I load in the coffee powder. And as you can hear, put the coffee in the grinder and then tip the water out and refill the water because the tea is heavy alarm black. And according to individual customer, and then put the sugar inside for her. Stir, of course, no shake.
Dak huwa l-host ta' Kikra Kafe edha ssir ġewwa ħanut f'Sydney. Is-sit tal-kafe David Dong jagħmel sigħat sħaħ jagħmel il-kafe kuljum. Matul is-snin huwa osserva tibdil fl-użanzi tal-klijenti tiegħu fejn jidħol il-kafe.
The last 6 to 9 months, a lot of customers bring their own cup and to save the environment. Basically, more important is to save the environment because the cups cause a lot of energy and trees to make.
L-osservazzjonijiet ta' Dong ġew riflessu wkoll f'rapport miġbur mill-kumpanija Square li ħarset lejn miljuni ta' tranzazzjonijiet kontijiet f'kafejiet madwar il-pajjiż fis-sena 2019. Colin Burney huwa l-kap tal-beħ u l-iżvilupp tan-negozju ta' Square. Huwa jgħid li biktar u iktar persuni ġorru it-tazzi tagħhom qiegħed jiżdied ukoll il-konsum ta' alternattivi oħra flok il-ħalib bil-konsum tal-ħalib tal-lews jikber b'149%.
So people are very interested in helping the environment and being sustainable. So we saw an almost 300% increase in people using BYO cups at coffee shops and cafes around Australia. And we're also seeing a real switch to non-dairy milk alternatives. So almond milk, soy milk.
Fis-sena 2016, 85% tal-konsumaturi kienu jużaw flus kontanti biex jixtru il-kafe. Fis-sena 2019, dan in-numru naqas bi 33%. Intant il-prezz tal-kafe baqa' pjuttost stabbli, bil-prezz medju ta' kikra kafe latte jkun $3.96 meta mqabbel ma' $4.18 fis-sena 2018. Il-prezz tal-flat white u l-kapuċċino huwa ta' $3.99. Ftit inqas mis-sena ta' qabel. Fil-każ taċ-ċaj latte dan jibqa' l-iktar xarba għolja fil-prezz bimedja ta' $4.16. Intant dan xorta huwa irħas miċ-ċaj latte fis-sena 2018. Minkejja n-nuqqas in ġenerali fil-prezz tal-kafe, il-prezz medju ta' kikra kafe s-sena l-oħra xorta kien ta' dollaru iktar f'ċerti partijiet tal-pajjiż. Jispjega Burney.
Interestingly, we saw in the Northern Territory that the most expensive coffee was there. I think you'd say that's a function of it being such a remote place and difficult to get supplies to. And New South Wales was actually the least expensive place. So obviously greater competition, you know, that's a really saturated market.
Intant it-tip ta' kafe li jibqa' l-iktar popolari fl-Awstralja huwa il-kafe latte u l-flat white. Dawn il-klijenti intervistati fil-parti t'isfel tal-bajja f'Sydney għandhom opinjonijiet differenti dwar xi jħobbu l-iżjed.
Maybe piccolo? I like it strong.
I'm a coffee drinker. In the morning it's long black with a dash of milk. Sits better on the stomach. And a piccolo other than a long black.
Cappuccino. All cream. Full cream, no sugar.
Long blacks. Something that's not too acidic, bold flavor. A lot of coffees are acidic because a lot of people like fruity coffees.
Il-kafe latte huwa l-għażla favorita tal-istati ta' Victoria e Tasmania u South Australia. Il-flat white jiddomina f'Western Australia, Northern Territory, Queensland u il-territorju kapitali ta' Canberra. F'Sydney jispikka l-iktar il-cappuccino. Intant is-suq tal-kafe fl-Australia jiswa madwar $8 billion fis-sena.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
Trittis maktar steja bħal din. اسمعوا فوق أبل بودكاست، جوجل بودكاست، سبوتيفاي، يو كل فين تسمع البودكاست تياك.